A Somali police official says al-Shabaab gunmen forced their way into a hotel in the Somali capital, exchanging fire with hotel guards before government security forces ended the attack. Five militants and at least nine civilians were reported killed. Captain Mohammed Hussein says a suicide bomber rammed his car into the SYL hotel's entrance in Mogadishu on Friday night and blew it up, allowing gunmen to materialize and fight their way past hotel guards at the first security barrier. Four gunmen and the suicide bomber were killed, he said, adding that the attackers did not get past the last security checkpoint. In addition, he says at least nine bodies of civilians could be seen outside the hotel. The Islamic extremist group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. This article posted by Abdi Guled for the Associated Press in Mogadishu, Somalia.